Hi, this is Laura.
Hey there, Laura. This is Brent over at Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
I think it's funny how you always tell me where you're from.
I know.
You're the
I
only
don't know
Grant
why
I know,
I do
just
that.
So you know.
There aren't a lot of Grants out there. It's always a treat whenever I find one.
Yeah, I love it. It's one of my favorite names.
I think it's
I love
becoming
that
more
name.
popular amongst the hipsters. Because I met
You
some
do not
kids
look
named
like a
Grant.
hipster.
You don't know what I look like right now.
What
I
do
have
you? Oh, your hair was getting longer last time.
I have a man
I
bun.
saw you. You don't have a man bun.
I'm a complete full-blown hipster.
What happened? You used to be buttoned
so clean
up.
cut, so clean cut in the young professional.
That was exactly that. That's who you are in my mind right now.
I know.
I mean, don't get me wrong. You did go to what was it called?
Coachella, outside lands.
Burning Man. Did you go to Burning Man?
No, I can't afford that. That would be cool though. That'd be really cool.
I think it was Coachella that started this whole thing.
It was. Well, I just like a few months ago, I asked myself, I'm like, okay, I've never had long hair in my life, and I don't want to reach 30 and decide to have long hair. So I better get out of the way now because I know that I won't get let go if I have long hair. So I did it.
That is hilarious. So what do you think?
I really like it.
Figured out it's overrated. No.
I mean,
you detangler now?
Yes. I steal my girlfriend's products. I tell people, and it cracks them up, I always say, like, why did you get long hair, Grant? I'm like, because I want to understand what it's like to be a woman. And they think that's
weird. There's something to that.
And I agree.
But
it is
probably hurting your relationship, because I know how protective girls are of their hair products.
Oh, yeah. Well, I need that conditioner, so... Hair
You're
first,
willing
right?
To risk your relationship for your hair? You're starting to think like a girl.
We live together.
Yeah.
I'll buy her a bottle of wine or something.
It's never going to work. She can buy her own damn bottle of wine. She just wants a conditioner.
I asked her for her and all of her friends for advice because I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, that's actually really charming.
It is.
Did
and think about it. Yeah, they do, like, what to do. Like, sometimes I go to bed and I put a little coconut oil in my hair. Or, you know, just how to, like, rinse it properly. It's just going to fancier barbers. You're right that it is overrated. Like, I totally can empathize now with, like, the struggle. You know, like, before it was just step in, step out of the shower. And I was, like, an hour to dry and all that expensive shit. And you can't just go to, like, a $10 cut anymore. It's not that simple.
I kind of like the new Grant with the long hair.
Yeah, I like him, too. He's pretty cool. I'll keep it for a while, though.
Well, and you're wise to get it out of the way now. Don't be one of those old guys.
Like, I'd be
40. Do it now,
I mean,
when you can still be hip, and you can go to Coachella, and it'll
all
make sense to everybody. But once you have kids...
Yeah, they're going to be like, who's your dad? Oh, he's the one with the long hair. And everyone's going to know.
Yeah.
So I don't want to mess with that.
Yeah. If you know, you can let your... my friend had the coolest... I mean, he's still a really cool-looking kid. And she let his hair grow long because he wanted to. And she's like, all right, I don't care. And he was like the hottest kid on campus with really long hair. And it was... But then one day he's just, I'm done. And he cut it off. But I was a little surprised. I said, he looks like a girl. He has prettier hair than I do. By the way, girls don't like that. Make sure it's not prettier.
Oh, my
hair
is prettier than most girls. I got to be real.
That's not a good thing.
I went to the barber and they said, you know, how much I'd pay for your hair color. And I'm like, I know. It's like that dirty blonde with, like, all the different colors of the rainbow in it. It's great.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, you have a nice hair color, so I could totally see that.
So that was like the other half of that, so.
Huh?
The other half of me wanting to grow it out, I'm like, be cool to see, I have a lot of it.
Yeah.
So. But man bun in it, definitely have long hair.
That is crazy. My son has beautiful hair. I often wonder what it would look like if he grew it out, because it's just pretty. The colors are pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't want him growing it out, because I'm like that.
Yeah, well, maybe one day. Maybe he'll time it just right.
Well, it's not like he cares. I mean, he's 20. If he wants to grow long, he's going to grow
long. I didn't start until I was 24, started growing out my hair, you know, like pretty much right around my birthday.
On your birthday? When's your birthday?
January.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Okay. So, hey, I'm sorry. My boss is like on my cell phone and in my email and calling. What's going on?
Things are going on. Two-part question. One, we got an MCA offer for a brewery called Figaro Mountain Brewery up in Buellton, close to San Luis Obispo. It's an MCA offer, and my experienced sales rep said that in the past he remembered funding an MCA at BFS and having there being very less, much less STIPS relative to a regular loan. I was wondering if you had any knowledge of that. I know that STIPS don't really come until we generate contracts, but I was wondering if you knew anything about that.
Okay, so we do things a little bit different. First of all, Kara wrote no OFI, which I love how careful she is in everything she does, but MCA products never carry an origination.
Yeah.
So know that.
Mm-hmm.
And then the way we have things set up, so we have a 323 approval. So when you send us an MCA for $150,000, we actually don't use the same system as we've used in the past. So for the blue team, and that's the one who processes those files, as soon as you accept terms, we do the merchant interview, and then we send you all STIPS with the contracts, or send the merchant all STIPS with the contracts. We should have those funded within a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
So this one, however, would go out orange team, and let's see, engaged at contracts in, responsible for contracts in through funding. So this is going to be contracts in, then the merchant interview, then the STIPS. But we're getting much better about creating a list of STIPS and getting them back to you. So for us, MCAs come with a few less STIPS for sure. And the way we do things, they should come with less STIPS still. We're still, you know, we're still very careful underwriters. We still STIP, but we do try to STIP less than we ever have before.
Yeah, so we got 320. It does a little bit. $320,000 over 10 months here on an MCA. Could you think of any specific STIPS that we're voiding by going the MCA route in this case? It's a pretty specific question, so I understand if it's like, you know, tough.
Yeah, it's a question better for Bobby.
Yeah, and I know he's swamped, he's dead.
Swamped right now. Yeah,
yeah,
they're all swamped over there. I don't know how to answer that. I wish I could. The answer has to be yes. There are STIPS. I just don't know what they are. There are less STIPS, slightly less STIPS for an MCA. Because we're going to look a little less carefully at the banks, right? We're going to look more at the credit card processing, which is much simpler.
Yeah. So I suppose then on this deal, what would be most advantageous is if we were to, since we just requested contracts and now we're going to start this process, there's the STIP question, which will come back with the contracts from my understanding or after the merchant interview. And then the one STIP that I'm going to have a particular question on is the ownership, because 50% ownership is through a trust. That was one of my previous questions I sent to Bobby, then to you. So making sure to keep an eye on that so we can clear it up as fast as possible and make sure it's not going to cause an issue.
Okay, hold on one second. Don't go anywhere. Specifically, and I read it yesterday and I was prepared to answer it yesterday, but give me the question again.
Figaro Mountain, 50% ownership is through a trust. What sort of requirements will BFS need for 50% ownership in said trust? I mean, it looks like that trust should be owned 50-50. I think it's a family trust, but...
Okay. I asked Jamie. Jamie is Bobby's boss, and she'll know. So let's. I'm just going to wait for her. Figueroa Mountain Brewery. Let me look it up and see if there's anything already noted that I can tell you. Figueroa. I think it'd be pretty simple to spell, but so we got a pricing exception for you guys. Revised MCA offer sent out. Please reprice. Got that. Okay, so we're gonna. It says they're unable to verify batches on credit card statements. I don't know what that means. Did you send the 9/11/2016 full credit card statement?
Let me double check. It may have just been summary statements.
What's nice about this one is it doesn't look like you guys are up against any sort of competitors.
No, not really.
That's nice. That never happens.
Yeah, it's rare. And I know this brewery. I used to visit it, so.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, I like them a lot. I think that these are just summaries by month. Yeah, looks like it, yeah. So we're going to need full credit card statements.
Yeah, we're going to have to look at the credit card statements. And they want the real ones, not just something printed off their computer.
That's fine. I think that that's something funding can easily clear up. I guess that now that we've collected contracts, we'll be getting the full stip list. And Kara will, and I may have some questions if we see any stips that we have concerns about. But we'll just have to wait until that happens.
Okay, perfect. And then I've asked Jamie. I'll have an answer for you as soon as she gets through. I'll just shoot you an email as soon as I get an answer from her. She's pretty crazy herself.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay. So as soon as I know something, I'll send it over.
I have one other thing to run by you.
Sure.
So we did fund a deal recently. Hallelujah. It was a week or two ago. It was called Service Staffing. Yes. They're based out of Orange County. And the owner of that company owns another company, and they're kind of interrelated. Basically, Service Staffing helps find the... So we have one called Transportation Broker Transportation Brokerage Services. It's a company that has a fleet of about 140 trucks and trailers. And then we have Service Staffing, and Service Staffing employs outside contractors to drive those trucks for Amazon. They've just come across a ton of Amazon contracts. So we funded the Service Staffing company, and now I was wondering about BFS's policy about funding a different entity with the same owner, if that's even a possibility, because Service Staffing went very smoothly. And if it's the case that where they can fund with the same owner, different company, would likely just try and push it there. But, yeah.
So we'd have to fund it on its merit. I mean, because we don't love that. You know that.
Yeah.
But if that second business on its own merit qualifies for additional funding,
3 years
it would almost
business.
Be like a concurrent then, right?
Yeah, we took the full amount on the last one. This one also has only 3 years
right
time
word.
In business. Now, Service Staffing did too, but...
Yeah, 3 years isn't terrible. I mean, let me ask... let me ask about that one as well.
I can send files over to you if you want to preview them with anybody and get, you know, more detail. This company also makes about $15 million a year, so they certainly have room.
Okay. I'm going to just ask her now, and then I'll tell you whether I think it's worth your while to send it over. Hopefully I'll have an answer inside of an hour for you.
Mm-hmm. So I maybe include just, like, how they're interrelated, because, like, they are completely... You know, one supports the other in a certain way, and they both make a lot of money, about $15 million gas a year.
Okay. I will do that. I'm doing it right now, and you'll hear from me as soon as I have an answer.
All right. Thank you so much, Laura. Appreciate it.
Bye, Grant. You're welcome.
Bye.